Deion Richardson from Burke High School.
Good morning, Mr. Richardson. Before we begin, I need to read the following statement. Please have a seat. In accordance with the Freedom of Information Act, the High School League posted and provided notices of this hearing and the stated agenda. A copy of the notice will be attached to the minutes of this meeting. Pursuant to South Carolina Code Section 30-4-60, every meeting of all public bodies shall be open to the public unless one of the criteria delineated in South Carolina Code 30-4-70 is at issue. Unless the facts and evidence presented in this appeal involve any discussion of employment, appointment, compensation, promotion, demotion, or release of an employee, a student, or a person regulated by a public body, or the appointment of a person to public office, this hearing shall proceed in public view of those in attendance at this public hearing. At this time, do you wish to proceed in open or closed session?
Open session.
The appeals process will proceed pursuant to the rules and regulations outlined in the bylaws of the South Carolina High School League, found on pages 1 and 2 of the bylaws. Before proceeding, I need to ask if you are seeking an interpretation of the league's constitution and bylaws, seeking a hardship petition under special conditions eligibility provision of the bylaws, or seeking relief of a sanction and or fine imposed by the league for a violation committed.
Hardship.
Finally, are there any members of the executive committee who believe they need to recuse themselves from this appeal? Okay, seeing none. If there are no questions by the school or committee members, the school may present its appeal at this time. Please limit your presentation to 10 minutes to allow for questions and discussion. You may introduce your presenter and begin.
I'm the only presenter. Good morning.
Good morning.
As Mr. Lack said, I'm Deion Richardson, the athletic director. I'm also the boys basketball coach at Burke High School. I'm asking for a reduction in suspension for Mr. Monquise Jenkins. He's a sophomore. He will be a sophomore this year at Burke High School. He does not attend Burke High School, but it is his home school. He attends early college down in Charleston, which is a advanced placement school special program. When he graduates, he'll have his associate's degree afterwards. We're asking for the reduction because we feel that 364 days for his infraction is a little harsh. We do understand the ramifications of him touching an official is way over the top, and we've talked about it. He realizes what he's done. Since he's been suspended, we've had some counseling sessions with him. He's performed some community service. He has had no referrals at his school. He's been a model student. He's also on the honor roll. Last year, he missed all of football due to being injured. He was in physical therapy, so he didn't get to play. He came back basketball season. And at the end of the season, heated game, he made a crucial mistake by engaging with an official. Since that point, again, he's been suspended. We ask that he be reinstated. We treat him as a second semester qualifier. And hopefully with that, he understands and takes this as a learning lesson and not to put himself in this situation again. I talked to him last week, let him know I was coming here. And he's praying and hoping, along with other family members, that he does receive some relief, and if he doesn't, he understands that we're still there to support him, and we'll just move on and prepare for the next year.
Mr. Richardson, do you feel you've had the opportunity to present all necessary information for your appeal?
Yes, sir.
Just to go back, I want to clarify, you are seeking a reduction in the sanction, so we're going to say that we're seeking sanction relief instead of hardship.
Okay.
This time I will open the floor to the committee for questions.
I have two questions here. The first being, Commissioner, for this infraction, it's going to be a Mr. Lack's question, but what level was the punishment received here? Was it at a minimal?
I will have Ms. Boozer was the one that dealt with this one.
Yes, I did. We got the suspension on the 30th. You have the paperwork in there. conversations with both Charlie and Skip as they've handled ejections prior to me taking over ejections. This is similar to what we have given other athletes that have engaged in these same actions.
And this was the minimum, according to touching an official?
The minimum it states in our rules and regulations, it says any attempt to verbally abuse, make obscene gestures to threaten or strike an official or member of the opposing coaching staff shall be considered a serious violation, making the athlete ineligible for a minimum of the next two contests to the maximum of 1 year, which that would be 365 days. If we would have given the 365, then the team would have been put on probation as well. We did feel this was a very serious situation with them using profanity towards the official as well as bumping the official. So we gave the 364 days as we felt like it was isolated just to that individual and not to the team.
My next question, there was a video that was part of our packet that was submitted to us. Did you submit?
I did submit a video with the first send-off in contact with Ms. I had to get the video from North Charleston High School. It was a little grainy.
Yeah.
Our camera ran out, but it wasn't in
there. We've got that one.
Okay.
So the person that we see is the person that's in question?
Yes, sir.
All right. So I have other questions from the committee. Just to clarify.
Is the question to him or just in general?
Well, you can question him or a clarification commissioner.
From your experiences as a coach and an athletic director, have you seen other offenses that are similar to this incident that have taken place in games, whether it's Burke High School or any other high school where a student has been verbally abusive to an official and or bumped an official where latitude was given to that student and the student was not ejected from the school, from the game?
I have not witnessed that, but I've seen where players and officials are in a heated contest, and this happened to be, again, Burke North Charleston was a rivalry game. Emotions going high, and I do understand kids have to use self-control, and so do officials. We're all human and they make mistakes, but I have not witnessed this, and I talked to Monquise about that. Again, and he realizes his actions were over the top.
You indicated earlier that he's enrolling a school in Charleston?
Yes, sir.
What school is it?
It's Early College.
And he also attend Burke?
He does not attend Burke. Burke is his home school. And so he attended Simmons Pinckney, which was the middle school, and he applied to get into the Early College, and they accepted him, and he's been there his freshman year.
How long have you been coaching him?
I've been coaching Mr. Jenkins since his seventh grade year.
Any other questions?
One more.
Yes, sir.
In the paperwork, it said a female came down out of Spain and made a statement to the official.
Correct. The female was his sister. She's no longer enrolled in the school. She graduated. She came out of the stands. I spoke with North Charleston High School. We're working on something with crowd control, but that was his sister, and she reacted to, she thought the referee was trying to attack him as well.
Thank you.
Mr. Quigley. Did Charleston County follow through with any disciplinary actions?
Yes, sir. At his home school, and I wanted to mention that as well, at his home school, the school he attends, on the progressive discipline plan, since this was the first time infraction, the discipline was to counsel, mediate, and reteach the behavior expectation, and that's the progressive discipline plan of the county, first time infraction. So that's as far as it went.
Yes, sir.
And I'm an athletic director, so I can get, we want to do what's best for our kids. At the same time, we want to set precedence to all our students.
Yes, sir.
At the whole school, that situation is inappropriate. That's something that can't be tolerated. That's something that we have to control, as a staff or as a coaching staff or as an athletic director. I commend you for, being here and sticking up for your child, your student athlete there. But I've noticed, and you can tell me if it's true, we have gotten more progressively worse as the years have gone on since I've been a coach, and I'm a basketball coach, and how officials are handled, how coaches handle themselves, you know, and it has escalated sometimes into huge fights in our schools, and maybe this is, but like you said, it was heated. We're same thing, we're heated when we play Myrtle Beach, you know, but if we don't take a stand, you know, then it's tough on that young man, but to me that is happening too much anymore.
Correct.
You know, it is. And and if you ask any of the basketball officials who do both football and basketball, they will tell you basketball's out here, number one, because of where the court is, you're close to the court and all. But it just seems that there seems to be a freedom of, you know, I can say anything I want to an official. Players, you know, at my school, I'm saying, coach, if you don't handle it, I see a kid talk back to the official, I will pull him out.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, these are things that there has to be something done in order to stop this. And right now we're in a big sportsmanship thing here at the high school, which is throughout the schools, you know, and if this stuff can't be tolerated. I mean, and I understand it. And I know you understand the suspension piece, and you're here to get it, reduce it. But, I mean, I just think that a message has to be sent, you know, in your situation, your school, and your players, and hopefully it affiliates throughout the state.
Is there a question? Any questions?
Well, I asked them a question.
I know you did first.
Yes, sir.
Any other questions?
I just say that I agree that this is really over the top anytime that you feel like you can go up and bump an official. I mean, you've got to exercise some self-control here. And obviously that wasn't done. But I just think that we cannot set precedents for allowing this kind of stuff without the merits. And then also, you say he's a 10th grader?
Yes, sir.
So he'll have an opportunity to play after this suspension, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, any questions?
Questions? Question.
Yes, ma'am.
Your code of conduct for Charleston County for physically putting your hand on an adult or someone in authority, that does not result into suspension?
According to the progressive discipline plan?
Okay.
No, ma'am. And that's what we follow. The school followed that, and I myself, as the athletic director and boys basketball coach, I had a whole different set of code of conduct. That's why I had to do some community service and some other things to try to reteach the expectation and so he can relearn the behavior and know that, yes, this is not going to be accepted. But as far as going above what CCSD allows, that's not a call I was able to make.
Any questions? Hearing no other questions, we have a motion.
Make a motion to uphold the league's recommendation for the suspension.
364-day suspension. Okay, we have a motion to uphold the 364-day suspension for this student.
Second.
We have a second. Now, any discussion?
Just believe that the league acted in a way that it did not penalize your team, your full team, as mentioned by Ms. Boozer in her presentation, that it was felt like it was isolated to this one particular player. So I think the sanctions were minimalized, as stated in with the motion, the 364.
I think the decision that we're making is really based on the actions of the student as a result to his response to the whistle and the tech and the ejection. And so that's something that has to be kept in mind just as a point of something I would want to share. I would hope that that we are conscious of the situations that arise at some of these athletic events, and that we are exercising across the high school league, particularly in officiating, some level of consistency when it comes to that. As a high school principal and as a superintendent who travels and visits many games in different environments, I've seen latitude extended in some cases in some schools. And competitions where students are being very abusive to officials and very confrontational with officials, and whether it's basketball, football, soccer, lacrosse, abuse in all types of sports and things. So I agree with the executive committee that says that we need to get a handle on that. But I've seen how latitude and discretion is used in some cases, and in some cases they're very quick, depending on the situation and where and the competition. And so we need to exercise some consistency, because if we're going to be putting students out of competition for an entire year, then I would hope that this is a reflection of the action and not of some other arbitrary reason of why the whistles are quicker somewhere else and that responses are slower in some cases.
Other discussion? Hearing no other discussion, we have a motion on the floor to uphold the league's penalty of 364 days. All those in favor of upholding the suspension, please raise your right hand.
Please raise them high. 15.
Opposed.
0.
Mr. Richardson, at this time, the executive committee has upheld the 364-day suspension. If you feel that you want to appeal that decision to the appellate panel, please notify the commission within 24 hours so that they can set up that appeal.
Sir.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for your time.